It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Good morning, Bill and Alyssa. Here it is, October 23rd. I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt to work today.
It's very bold of you.
It's so nice outside. It's so nice.
It is really nice, but I got to do the hoodie. I will be wearing a hoodie from now till like March.
I'll get back to the hoodie, but right now you got to take advantage of this nice weather. I was out last night, and later this morning I'll explain to you what I was doing out last night, but I almost thought about calling off work today.
It to just enjoy the weather?
Just to stay out last night because I was having so much fun.
Aww.
And I just wanted to just sit on a front porch somewhere and keep having some cocktails.
You should have texted me. Honestly, that to me is a better reason to miss work than like not feeling good or like anything like that. I'd be like, oh, that makes sense. I'll cover.
I'm not so sure if our employers would agree about that.
Well, that's just one of those things you just got to keep between us. Like, we don't got to let everybody else know. No, for all that they have to know, Bill is sick.
What's going on with you? What are you excited about right now?
Well, currently I am looking at Monsters merch for the Monsters. The home opener is on Saturday and I got tickets. We're going. So I'm excited. I'm like, I got to get some new stuff.
What are you going to get?
I'm thinking about a jersey. I don't have a jersey yet.
Okay.
So I'm thinking I might do that. I don't know.
Hockey jerseys are cool, too.
They're so cool. I love hockey jerseys.
To walk around in a hockey jersey, that's a good look.
I feel like it's an investment. Like, it really is.
Well, sure. And if you plan on going to a lot of Monsters games this year, it'll pay for itself.
I would think so. It's probably, honestly, they're the team that I will probably go see the most. Love hockey.
You could wear it to work, even if you don't go to a game.
Yeah, that's the glory of working in radio.
Cavs are back in action tonight. I'm excited about that. They're in Toronto tonight. And then they're at home on Friday night against the Pistons.
I know, it's going to be crazy.
So Cavs Friday, Monsters Saturday.
Both opening night. Home opener, I should say.
Yes.
Home opener for both of them.
Yeah, that's very exciting. Also last night, and I stayed up. I was up late, but I didn't stay up late enough to watch this. LeBron and his son Bronny, they played together in an NBA game, a regular season NBA game. The first time it's ever happened for a father and a son to play in a game together. Here's that from last night.
History tonight. The first father-son duo to play together in an NBA game.
Yeah, that's very cool.
I think it is so cool.
That was close to like midnight last night.
Oh, wow.
There's no way we could have stayed up for that. But
I'm so excited to see their season. Like, I know that LeBron is no longer here, mm-hmm. but he's still an Ohio boy. I still got to give flowers where flowers are due. And I'm so excited that he gets to do this with his son. That's never happened before.
Yeah, there's no LeBron hate on this show. I mean,
No, I agree.
I'm still very excited about, you know, what happened the last time he was here. And I had no problem with LeBron leaving to go to the Knicks. Or where did he go? To the Lakers.
The Lakers. Yeah. That's where he is now.
Why did I just say the Knicks?
Yeah, I don't think LeBron would ever go to the Knicks. Put some respect on his name.
Oh, we're off to a good start here this morning. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Jelly Roll. He's been everywhere lately, including Cleveland this past weekend for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. It's the Q104 Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Justin Bieber, have you gone down into any kind of a rabbit hole trying to figure out what Justin Bieber's doing right now?
Yeah, a little bit. It doesn't look great.
Oh, it doesn't look great?
Not from what I've been seeing and reading, but I keep up with all like the celebrity gossip, so.
Okay, well, I was talking about a potential new album.
Oh!
It sounds like you might be talking about something else.
Oh, I'm talking about personal life and just him as a human being.
Oh, I don't know what's going on there.
There's a rabbit hole. If you want to go down it, TikTok, there's some blind items if you really want to get into the celebrity gossip of it all. But no, tell me about the album. I do love his music.
I'm referring to his Instagram post that he just posted 2 days ago, 3 days ago. It's just a series of pictures of him, and they look kind of like, it almost looks like kind of Christmassy.
Oh.
Lots of red, but he's standing in front of a keyboard, and it looks like he's working on new music.
Could you imagine another Justin Bieber Christmas album? Oh, my gosh.
I don't think it would be a Christmas album, do you?
I mean, he already has one. I would love a revamp.
So there's, and then there's a picture of him drinking like an espresso. And then there's a picture of a bird, which I think is a pink robin. And I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means. Are you sure that doesn't look like a robin?
No, that's a pink robin. Because like I said, I've done a little bit of research on this. So
Bill knows his birds. But good to know. Good to know. Bill knows his birds.
But people are speculating about an album coming out around Christmas time.
Oh, that'd be... I love Justin Bieber's music. Still to this day. I have been a believer since day one.
And it's been a while since we've mentioned the name Kim Kardashian on this show. It's been a very long time.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't really heard much going on with her in the past couple of months, honestly.
Except for yesterday. What happened yesterday?
Oh, my God. I was cracking up. So, you know, she has an 11-year-old daughter, mm-hmm. Northwest.
Yeah, I can't believe Northwest is 11 already.
I know. It's crazy. Like, she's a whole person. And she's very funny. I don't know if you've kept up with Kim and North's joint TikTok.
I absolutely have not kept up with that.
It is extremely unhinged. It's exactly what you would expect from an 11-year-old. And for Kim's birthday yesterday, guess what Northwest got her?
I couldn't even begin to guess.
Got her a necklace. A diamond engraved necklace, because apparently 11-year-olds can afford that. What do you think she engraved on it, though?
Also, could not begin to guess.
See, if you used your context clues, 11 years old, Kanye West's daughter, it uh-huh. would all make sense. She put Skibidi Toilet on an engraved diamond necklace for her mother's birthday. That was her gift.
How did Northwest have her own allowance, that which I assume is bigger than any 11-year-old's allowance
probably
on the
more
planet.
Than her salary.
Right. Like. And then she goes out and buys this on her own. How does I'm
See,
so curious.
I like to think that, like, and again, I don't know how their family dynamics work at all. This is all my imagination. I like to think that she was with Kanye for the weekend and they were shopping and she's like, I gotta get mom a gift. And he's like, mm-hmm. I have such a good idea. And this was all like a Kanye brainchild. And North was like, yes, I love that.
And would you like to have something engraved on it? And she said, yes, absolutely.
Skibidi Toilet.
Something my 9-year-old would approve of. Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Okay, so here's what I did last night.
Yeah, I've been waiting. Tell me, what'd you do?
I think you're going to make fun of me.
Now, why would I do that? You said that you were out having cocktails, having yourself a grand time.
I had a great time last night. But you're going to make fun of me when I tell you what I did.
What'd you do?
For the first time in my life, I played shuffleboard.
You're playing shuffleboard? That's what you're doing last night?
Yep.
I'm not laughing at you.
Why not?
Because I think that you are just reaching like peak dad mode here. You're playing pickleball. You're playing shuffleboard. You're not a regular dad. You're a cool dad, Bill.
Those are the only two sports left that I can play without hurting myself.
They're sports nonetheless. Did you win at shuffleboard? Were you any good?
I wasn't too bad.
I'm not very good at it.
So here's where I went. I went to Forest City Shuffleboard, which is on Lorraine, closer to downtown.
Okay.
Is that Ohio City? I'm not even sure where I was. I didn't drive, so I don't really know where I was last night. But Forest
How
City,
much did you have to drink,
well,
Bill?
It's not because... I wasn't drinking on the way there. I just don't... I'm not that familiar with the area. I was in the area for the first time. But it's a wonderful facility. Bar, it's a bar, but then they have these shuffleboard courts over there, and I guess they have all kinds of leagues. And so my friend is in a league on Tuesday nights, and he asked me to fill in on his team last night.
For next week?
No.
Oh, for last. Oh, yeah.
For last night.
Last night was Tuesday.
Right. And I've never played before. I don't know anyone my age who has played before. You know, and I mean, that did make me feel good. I was the youngest person there.
Were you really?
I'm pretty sure.
I feel like shuffleboard is such a fun, easy drinking game. I'm like surprised that it hasn't caught on with the youngins yet.
Maybe they're just not in a league on Tuesday nights.
Maybe. Yeah, I think that that's probably more of what it is. Are you going to join the league, though?
I think I'm just a substitute right now.
Okay.
But they're very, very particular about it. Like, for instance, you can't walk on the shuffleboard court because that might compromise the court.
Oh.
Like, they don't want debris, dust.
Oh, wow. That is pretty intense.
Mud from your shoes on the court. So you got to be careful about that. So they're pretty hardcore about their shuffleboard.
Do people have like special shoes that they wear to shuffleboard night?
I don't think special shoes, but just don't walk on the court.
Don't walk on it though.
Mm-hmm. So we won the first game. And so I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm like the LeBron James of shuffleboard.
Basically.
Like rookie of the year right here. But then we lost the next two games.
Well, you know what? You won the first one. Yeah. You could have just stopped there. Just be like, I won.
So yeah, it's a lot of fun. I don't know if I'm going to be doing it on a regular basis, but.
Well, hey, you're done coaching soccer. You have some time to fill.
I am. That's why I was free on a Tuesday night because soccer has ended and now I'm entering the shuffleboard phase of my life.
How does it feel? How does
really
it make
good.
You feel?
In fact, this song is the song that we used to pump ourselves up on the way to shuffleboard last night.
Ooh, this is a good pick.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Good morning. You want to play this dumb game with me?
I'm ready. What is it?
This is so random. I got to tell you first how I came up with this game. So the other day, I'm driving my son, Will. He's 13. He was going to some basketball thing, and we were in Elyria. And I'm driving 90 back home, so 90 eastbound, and I look over to the right, and I see this apartment complex in Elyria. It's called the Fox's Lair.
What?
The Fox's Lair. And I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, man, that really sounds like a gentleman's club, doesn't it?
It really does.
The Fox's Lair.
Like, if you had just told me that you saw somewhere called the Fox's Lair, I would have assumed that's what it was.
Well, that's why I invented this game called Apartment Complex or Gentleman's Club.
This music.
So I have a list of apartment complexes.
Oh, no.
I have a list of gentlemen's clubs. Now, not all of these are located in the Northeast Ohio region.
Okay.
But you have to guess when I tell you the name, is it a apartment complex or is it a gentleman's club? Are you ready to play this
boy.
Game?
Okay, yeah, let's hit it.
Here we go. Sapphire Suite.
That has to be a gentleman's club.
I'm sorry, that is an apartment complex.
Seriously?
Yep.
Okay.
Let's go with the Clermont.
That's an apartment.
I'm sorry, that is a gentleman's club in Atlanta.
What? Okay, they need to have a better name. That's a lame name. The Clermont?
The Admiral.
Gentleman's Club. Yes!
You're right. That is a gentleman's club in Chicago.
You know, I would not have said that it was a gentleman's club, but now I'm like, I feel like I just need to give the opposite answer of what I would initially think.
Medley.
That's apartments?
That is an apartment complex right there.
Yes.
You've got 2 points.
All right.
The Condor Club.
That's a gentleman's club.
You're right. That is a gentleman's club in Las Vegas. You're getting better at this game.
Wow. I'm like a little embarrassed that I'm doing this well.
Trejo.
Apartments?
That is an apartment complex. I believe it's local here, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 4 points for you. The Centaur.
That has to be a gentleman's club.
No, I believe it's an apartment complex here in the area.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to hear from someone that lives there. What's it like?
The Velvet Vista.
That's a gentleman's club.
I am sorry, that is an apartment complex.
Where?
I don't exactly know where that one is. I don't think that one's local.
Oh my gosh.
All right, one more for you.
Okay.
The Lusty Lady.
Oh, come on. That... I feel like it's wrong, but I'm going to say gentleman's club.
Now that is a gentleman's club.
Could you imagine living in an apartment at the Lusty Lady? You'd have some serious weirdos living there.
You got to give your address out to your relatives to send Christmas cards. Yeah, just send it to the Lusty Lady.
Oh, gosh.
Q104, good morning. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Am I the bleephole? Steph from Avon on the line. Steph, good morning.
Good morning.
Who thinks that you might be a bleephole? Because we want to hear about this.
One of my best friends.
And why do they think so?
Well, I had a birthday back in September, and she got me a really cool Stanley Cup. She's my best friend, so she knew the one that I had seen better days. So she got me this amazing Stanley Cup. Well, what she didn't realize was My husband also got me a Stanley Cup, and not all Stanleys are created equal, because he got me the limited edition that I had been searching for.
Oh.
My friend, let's just say her name is Amy, she did not give me a receipt, and I felt terrible texting her and saying, hey, do you have a receipt for this, because I want to take it back. I didn't want her to think that I didn't appreciate the gift that she got me. So I just thought, I'll put it on Facebook Marketplace. I see Stanley's on there all the time. And I thought, well, I'll just sell it. She'll be none the wiser. My husband got me this great Stanley, and we'll just all go on with our lives. What I didn't realize is that when you post something on Facebook Marketplace, it shows up on your friend's feed. It alerts them that you're selling something. So she saw it.
Oh!
I know. It gets worse. She sent me a text message and was like, sorry, I got you something that you didn't really want.
Uh-huh.
Just give it to me. I'll take it back, and I'll give you a gift card for the money. So now, I don't even care about getting rid of the Stanley or any of that. I just feel terrible about this whole situation.
Okay, number one, I did not realize that Stanley Cups were still such a thing.
Oh, my God, because you're a man.
Ironically, he has a Stanley Cup.
I do. I'm drinking coffee out of it right now.
Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah. Yes.
Someone got this for me as a gift, and I love it because it holds so much coffee, and I need so much coffee every morning. So that's why I'm happy with my Stanley. I just didn't realize they were still so popular, and there were limited edition cups you could get.
You haven't seen the Wicked ones that are like flying off shelves?
I have not. No.
Oh, yeah. No, they're still definitely a thing.
Number two, do you think that your friend was... That sounded like sarcasm in that text, right? Sorry, I got you something you didn't want. How did you interpret it in your head when you read her text?
At first, I thought she was just being apologetic, but now that you bring it up, it feels a little passive-aggressive of her saying, sorry, I got you something that you didn't want. And it wasn't that I didn't want it. It's that I don't need it because now I have the limited edition one.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, that's tough, though. I wouldn't have known that it just automatically shows up in your friend's feed when he posts something.
Are you still friends on Facebook?
We are still friends on Facebook, but I'm certain she's just trying to be on there to see that I don't post the Stanley again for sale.
Okay.
Aww.
Okay, so maybe two issues that we're dealing with right now. 216-474-0104. Is Steph the bleep hole for taking her gift from her friend, the Stanley Cup, and trying to resell it on Facebook Marketplace? And two, maybe some suggestions on how Steph can make it right with her friend who got her the gift.
I like that.
Should we do that, Steph? Is there some repair needed in this relationship?
I think so. And I think what I should do is just give her the Stanley Cup as a gift and say I'm sorry.
Oh, you're coming up with your own ideas right now.
Okay, there's one.
216-474-0104. Is Steph the bleep hole? It's Q104. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, we're trying to figure out if Steph in Avon is the bleep hole. She had her birthday last month. She got a Stanley Cup from one of her friends, and then she got, which she loved, by the way, and then she got a Stanley Cup from her husband, which she loved even more because it was some limited edition. And so what Steph tried to do was put the original Stanley Cup that she got from a friend up on Facebook Marketplace for sale. And then her friend, who's Facebook friends with her, saw it and is like, oh, I'm sorry you didn't like my gift.
That would, I would be so embarrassed. Like, I would be blushing so hard. So I fully understand why Steph is, like, in crisis mode over this.
Is she the bleep hole for trying to sell the other Stanley Cup? And what can she do to make it right with the friend? Lindsay's listening to us in North Olmsted. Lindsay, good morning.
Hi.
Is
Steph? How are you guys?
Doing well. How are you this morning?
You know, living the dream.
Is Steph the bleep hole for trying to sell this Stanley Cup of her friends?
100% she is. Yeah.
You think she is the bleep hole?
Yeah.
Why?
I think that it's a gift. Why do you feel like you have to sell it? Just keep it. I mean, I feel like the whole thing with Stanley Cups is to collect a bunch of them. I mean, I have daughters that collect different colors, so just keep it. Does she need the money that bad, or like, why does she want to get rid of it? Just keep it.
I can understand trying to make money on the side.
Yeah, like, I'm also one of those people, though, that, like, I don't like having extra stuff in the house. If I'm not going to use it, I want to get rid of it.
Jessica listening to us this morning in Painesville Township. Jessica, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
Is Steph really the bleep hole here? Lindsay thought so.
I believe absolutely so.
Oh my gosh. Okay, two for two. Poor Steph.
Yeah.
Why do you think she's the bleep hole?
I do because I'm 49. I got my very first Stanley Cup from work a week ago.
And congratulations.
It's a milestone in your life, isn't it?
I know.
Yeah, I feel like I'm part of the crowd now.
You are.
Mazel tov.
Yeah, but I feel, I really do feel like she should have graciously accepted it and maybe use that one for work, keep the other one at home. Just like the other caller said, have another one. What difference does it make? And putting it on Facebook when you know your friends on Facebook, that's like absolutely, I think, childish.
Okay, Steph, you're the bleep hole. Now, how does she make this right with her friend? Do you have any suggestions there?
I think, well, listening to her a little bit ago, I think her friend should just walk away from her. She didn't sound like a friend at all.
Whoa.
Oh,
you want to break up this friendship, too? Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. We have drama this morning.
But listening to her was like, oh, well. You know, she didn't really care that her friend, I would have been the same way. I would have been like, what are you doing? Why would you want to sell my gift? Why wouldn't you come to me and say, hey, you know, I got this. Do you have the receipt? You know, can we switch it out?
Yeah, I'd feel bad. I don't know. What would you do, Alyssa, if this was your friend? If you made that mistake and then you were busted, you were trying to sell the Stanley, what would you do?
Oh, man, I don't know. I would send a very lengthy apology.
Yes, I would start with it. I would start there.
Yeah, start with that, probably. Take the post down, trying to sell the cup.
Yes.
I would just keep the cup at that point. But out of curiosity, I did look to see, like, how much do they go for on Facebook? They're ranging anywhere from about $35 to, like, $110, depending on the type of Stanley it is. So I could understand trying to make an extra buck off of an extra cup.
Yeah. I would just take my friend maybe out for dinner, something like that. I'd come over. I'd have the Stanley Cup with me.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I'm sorry, I went insane. And then I go, just drink out of the Stanley Cup. I love it.
Love it so much. To me, I just think this is one of those things they'll laugh about in a couple months.
Well, we'll see.
We just got to get past this. This Stanley Cup drama that we're dealing with.
It's Q104.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
Mimi in Cleveland Heights just finished dropping off her son to school. She is ready to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Good morning, Mimi.
Good morning.
I have three general knowledge trivia questions. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then unfortunately Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your three questions?
I think so.
Let's go. Question one. What identity document is required to travel to different countries around the world?
A passport.
Question two. Which letter in the Walt Disney logo is lowercase?
The I.
And question three. If I say I hurt my phalange, what did I hurt?
Phalange. My... elbow?
Mimi, you went 2 for 3 today.
Okay.
Let's get Alyssa back into the studio right now.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
2 for 3 is not too bad. We'll see how she does. Where does your son go to school, Mimi?
Hawken.
Thanks for having us on this morning. Alyssa has made her way back into the studio. Her headphones are on. Alyssa, meet Mimi in Cleveland Heights.
Good morning, Mimi.
Good morning, Alyssa.
She just went 2 for 3.
Oof. Okay.
It feels like a lot of people go 2 for 3.
You always throw a ringer question in there.
Is that right?
It stumps us all. Yes.
Let's just jump in with your three questions. Question number one. What identity document is required to travel to different countries around the world?
Passport.
The score is 2-1. Mimi is leading the way. Question two. Which letter in the Walt Disney logo is lowercase?
A?
It's the I. The I in the Disney is lowercase.
Oh.
So Mimi still leads the way 2-1. Alyssa, you need this question to tie. Otherwise, Mimi is a winner this morning. Question three. If I say I hurt my phalange, what did I hurt?
Oh my gosh, I should know this. A phalange? It's a finger.
Finger is correct. Alyssa gets the tie today, Mimi.
I realized what the answer was as soon as I said the wrong one.
Which one did you get stumped on?
The phalange.
Ah.
I said elbow.
I almost said elbow.
I only know this because it's a Friends reference.
Oh, yeah.
Phoebe from Friends, her fake identity used to be Regina Phalange.
I literally was wondering, why did I immediately think of Friends when you said that? It was like a deep-rooted memory that I didn't know I had.
So we have a tie today, but Mimi, we have some tickets for this Sunday at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Would you like to go see the Gold Over America tour with Simone Biles?
I would love to. My name is Mimi, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
I should just go to Toronto next year, right?
I know Chicago. You're thinking about it. I know you're thinking about it.
Go see Oasis. Be amazing.
That would be amazing. I feel like that's like old man era's tour.
Stop.
I mean it with love.
Don't make me feel old. But I do feel old. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Bill and Alyssa. And last night, before I went to go play shuffleboard with my friend.
You're not helping your case at all.
So he lives in Lakewood. I drove to Lakewood and I'm driving through and I noticed that I see a girl wearing like a fairy princess outfit. And I'm like, that's weird.
Like a little girl or like a grown woman?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, if I need to specify, it's a little girl.
Oh, I feel like that's normal.
6 years old.
Little girls just always dress up.
Right. But then as I'm driving through, I see a bunch of kids wearing costumes walking up and down Madison Avenue. And I'm like, what? Did I miss something?
Is today Halloween?
Was I in a coma?
What happened?
No. Well, I had to Google it, but Lakewood had their Uptown Madison trick-or-treat last night.
Oh, fun.
So that's why there were so many trick-or-treaters. They're still having regular trick-or-treat next week, but they did like a special event last night. I have no idea what my kids are going to go for. I don't even know if Drew's into it. Like, I keep suggesting costume ideas for him, and he's not really going with anything. I'm wondering if, like, he's starting to age out. Like, he'll be 10 in December. Maybe he just doesn't care.
Is Will going?
Will, I think, and Will is 13. I think he's doing a group costume with his friends, and I think they're going to do like the Scooby-Doo gang.
Oh my gosh, that's so fun!
So if you're in River and you see some Scooby-Doo kids come to your house, it could be Will and his friends.
Give them some extra candy.
Yeah.
Give them a sugar rush before they go back home to Bill.
What about you? I have not heard you talk about Halloween at all this month.
Yeah, honestly, that's very out of character for me. Because I love Halloween, but I think just like with the wedding and like going to Vegas and everything has just been coming at me fast and it's kind of fallen on the back burner.
That makes sense.
I actually just ordered some stuff for our costumes like last night. So we're going as WWE wrestlers.
Oh, you've already chosen.
Yeah, we're going to be WWE superstars, specific ones. I don't even know if it's worth getting into because I know that you don't know who I'm talking about.
Well, I guess that's exciting for you, but for everybody else, if I saw you, I'd have to be like, okay, tell me about your costume.
Yeah, and honestly, like, I always do that to myself every year, where, like, I pick too niche of a costume. This one was out of convenience, that I was just like, okay, this is going to be a really easy costume. We don't really have to get that much. We can just, like, I can throw on some fishnets and pretty much call it a day.
You know, it would have been funny if you would have gone as each other and Bryce wears your wedding gown and you wear like some sort of a tux.
His tuxedo t-shirt that I got him.
How about that for a costume idea?
That'd be a pretty good one. What are you being?
Nothing.
You're not dressing up at all?
No, I haven't dressed up in years.
Wait, I have a really good idea for you and Paula.
Okay, save that.
Oh.
Save that. And we'll get into that at some other point.
Oh, come on. You're going to leave me hanging like that?
Well, we're out of time. What do you want me to do? Is it Post Malone and Morgan Wallen? Is that your costume idea?
No.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good to have you with us. Cavs are back tonight. Not in Cleveland. They're in Toronto for their first game of the season. They'll be here on Friday night for their first game at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
But they are back.
They are back. I'm excited about Cavs basketball. So the NBA season, the regular season, essentially kicked off last night.
Uh-huh.
And there was a late game in Los Angeles, Minnesota versus the LA Lakers, and a very special moment happened during that game.
History tonight. The first father-son duo to play together in an NBA game.
LeBron and Bronny, who checked in 4 minutes left in the game, and they were on the court together for the first time in a regular season game.
That's just so cool. Like, I just imagine that LeBron, because I didn't watch it either, but I imagine he had to just be beaming, like, ear to ear.
It's never happened in basketball before. It has happened in baseball. But that's what we kind of wanted to get into, because Alyssa brought up this question. She's like, what does Bronny call LeBron? Because they're on the same team.
Yeah, I feel like you can't call him dad on the court.
Dad, over here, I'm in the corner.
Dad, pass it.
Yeah, right. What does he call LeBron?
I don't know.
216-474-0104. What we're asking, if you've ever worked with a parent, like as coworkers, or if your parent was a boss, was mm-hmm. your boss for some reason, if they own their own business, what is that work dynamic like?
And what did you call your parent while you were at work?
Yeah, I'd be curious to know. 216-474-0104. We'll get into that next. The Q Morning Show. Sabrina, it's Q104, The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, we're talking about how history was made last night during the Lakers game. LeBron James and Bronny James, his son, the first father and son to play in an NBA game at the same time. And Alyssa was speculating, well, what does Bronny call LeBron? Is it dad?
There's no way it's dad on
it
the court.
It can't be dad.
There's no way.
He wants to fit in with the other teammates. It's not going to be dad.
No.
Probably LeBron, just LeBron or Bron. But then we were wondering, well, this is a common thing. Well, not common, but
there's definitely something... people that work with their parents,
sure.
for their parents, family-owned business, yada, yada. So, like, what do you call your parent if you work with them?
Sam in Cleveland, do you work with a parent?
Yeah, I work with my father.
So what do you call your dad at work?
We all go by his last name at work because obviously he doesn't listen to dad, and it's kind of weird
mm-hmm.
to say dad with a bunch of grown men. And then we all call myself Little Sammy.
Oh, you're Little Sammy. Well, hold on. Let me clarify this. So you will say Mr. and then your last name when you address him, or just his last name,
no.
Your last name?
Just our last name.
Really? Okay. And then you're Little Sammy.
Little Sammy. Yeah.
Which is not necessarily mm-hmm. professional.
No. Well, we're in a union, so it's not really professional.
Oh, it's fine. They're in a union. It's no big deal.
Right. But still, I mean, does your dad call, like, you know, there's Little Carrie and other people by little nicknames?
No, it's just kind of funny because I'm as old as some of the guys that work there, and they all call me Little Sammy because I've known them for so long.
Gotcha.
But then, like, sometimes my dad doesn't answer to our last name.
Oh.
And so, yeah, it's, like, kind of weird, but, like, we make it work.
He's just ignoring you.
Yeah, that's just what I think.
Thank you, Little Sammy. Stacy in Pepper Pike. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning.
Do you work with a parent as well?
I do, actually. I've worked for my dad at his company since I graduated from college, really.
Okay.
Like, officially.
How big is this company?
We have, like, 44 full-time employees right now, and I'm in charge of all of them now.
Oh, you're in charge.
Oh, so you're the head honcho.
So,
well, I mean, dad's still the head honcho, but I worked my way up over the years. You know?
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so how is that dynamic at work for you?
Okay, well, it's kind of funny because I'm married, so I have a different last name. So there are some coworkers there who don't even know that I'm his daughter.
Oh.
Yeah,
do they
so
ever
like when we're...
Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Dad.
No, you go ahead.
When it's just me and him, I'll call him Dad, but if there's other employees around, I would usually call him by his first name.
Okay. And then these employees that don't know about the relationship, do they ever complain about your dad to you?
Not necessarily complain. I mean, it's kind of a professional company, but I you know, if somebody didn't know that he was my father, I would just say, Mr. So-and-so wants it done that way. Sorry, okay. I'm not going to say their last name.
I got you. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. I didn't even think about that. That could get sticky if people are gossiping around the office.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, especially because we have different last names, so they have no idea.
Yeah.
But if they do know, if we're having like an informal conversation or something, then I would just say, hey, dad said blah, blah, blah.
All right. All right, Stacey. Well, thank you for listening and thank you for calling in this morning.
Thank you.
All right.
And I'm not going to be mean, but I kind of wish LeBron was my dad.
I mean, that would be cool. I would love to have LeBron as a dad.
That's a lot of pressure, though, on Bronny.
I mean, my dad, but LeBron would be a cool dad.
This is like a really cool moment in the NBA.
It's so cool.
And for LeBron, I just don't know how cool this is for Bronny. I hope he feels as good about it as LeBron does.
I hope that he feels just as deserving as every other rookie this season. Because I can't imagine, like, the Nepo baby comments coming out.
And that's happening.
It totally is. And I knew it was going to. But I've been waiting for this for, like, many years, for LeBron to be able to be on the court with his son.
You have?
I have. I've been saying for a long time that I think that he will definitely wait to retire until he gets to play with his son on the court. Not that I want him to retire. I don't. Right. But I think that, like, he would be able to do that now with some peace of mind.
I don't know if it's going to be every game, though. Like, Bronny can't stay up with the big club. He's got to go down and go play in the G League or something.
Yeah.
He's got to get good at basketball. So I don't know if Bronny's going to be in Cleveland when the Lakers come to town.
Hey, if he just racks up the last 4 minutes of every game all season, he'll be in good shape.
Big or small, we want it all. It's Good Vibes at 8:55 on Q104.
Shannon is on the line this morning. Shannon's in Sheffield Lake. Good morning, Shannon.
Hi, good morning.
Share some good vibes with us. We'd love to hear them.
So you know what? I really had a wonderful day yesterday. I went out to lunch by myself, which is not something I normally do, but I just wanted to treat myself and take a little time just for me, you know? And when I went to pay, someone had actually paid for my lunch.
What?
And I thought that was so kind and generous, and I don't know if maybe I looked a little sad or lonely. I really was happy, but I think it was just really nice that someone said, hey, you know, I just wanted to treat, they like wrote a little note, hey, I just wanted to treat you for lunch and, you know, share some kindness, and I hope you have a great day. And they didn't sign their name, and to whoever you are, if you're listening, thank you for lunch. That was incredibly sweet and kind, and I just, you know, it made my day that there are still people in this world who, you know, are aware of other people and want to share that kindness and share that love.
It's stories like this that make me have faith in humanity again.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I'm trying to picture this. So you said it was a sit-down restaurant?
Yeah, I'm not going to say what restaurant, but
no, that's fine.
It's my guilty pleasure. And I just went to have a nice lunch just by myself and treat myself. And, you know, I feel like a lot of the time we sit around waiting for someone to invite us somewhere. And just having a little time by yourself and having a meal is so nice. It's nice to just treat yourself nice.
I love it. Shannon, thank you so much for sharing that good vibe this morning. That's incredible.
Thank you. I hope you have a great day. I love you guys.
Oh, thank you, Shannon. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I didn't want to say anything while Shannon was on the line because I didn't want to ruin her good vibe. But what I was thinking the entire time was they're in a sit-down restaurant, and whoever paid this bill, whoever picked up Shannon's lunch bill, obviously they looked at Shannon and said, oh, there's just one person there. Maybe they just have a half a sandwich and soup, and this will only be $10. So.
Oh, so they're just trying to do a really quick good deed.
Right.
Clear their conscience for the day.
But that wouldn't have happened if Shannon was there with a party of five.
That is true.
Nobody's picking up that tab.
Sometimes it pays to go out by yourself.
I didn't want to say that. Why do I have to ruin these good vibes with these thoughts that I have?
I mean, it's still a good vibe. Her lunch was still free.
It's a good vibe. It's a very nice thing to do for whoever did it, for paying for Shannon's lunch. But I'm just thinking it.
No matter the reason.
Right.
It's a good vibe.
If it was Shannon and someone else, they probably weren't doing it.
You have a point. I'm not going to disagree.
I promise I won't ruin any more good vibes.